Welcome to the Daily Flow. Please welcome your host, John Coleman.
Hi, everyone. Today, I want to talk about turning off the tap. I use the metaphor of the tap for flow. Imagine a water pipe, and you've got 2 liters of water going out the end of the pipe. With ideal flow, there'd be 2 liters of water coming in at the source of the pipe, and so we'd have good flow. The pipe wouldn't be overwhelmed, and metaphors break down, as you know, but it's kind of a useful metaphor. And I spoke in episode 1, your capacity is your throughput, about using your throughput, how many items you deliver per week, per day, per sprint, whatever way of working you use, but trying to match how many items you deliver and how many items are coming into the system. That's often a really good approach. Spent a full episode on that, and we often overestimate our ability to do things, not so much our ability to do things, but how quickly we can do things and how many items we can actually get done. And so I dealt with that in our capacities or throughput. Today, I want to talk about a different scenario. Imagine a scenario where you've actually got too much work. There's already too much work in the system. The system is overwhelmed. Imagine you had a flip chart page with maybe one thin stripe of post-its for the amount of stuff that's done. You've got a number of items that you've got in progress. Let's imagine you're disciplined and you're focused on working on a few items at the same time, but there's a whole list of additional stuff. Not so much committed to, but there's an expectation that you might start on some of those items soon. That is a situation that many of us find ourselves in. If you've just got too much work, it's a bit more difficult when there's too much work already in the system at the same time. Jerry Weinberg, he was a famous consultant. He wrote a book called The Secrets of Consulting, and he wrote another book called More Secrets of Consulting. And he had a fairly famous graph where you had the number of projects going from left to right, one project on the left and a number of projects as you went across the horizontal axis. And on the vertical axis, you had productivity, as in how much stuff we were getting done. And so if you had one project, you were focused on that project, which was great. If you had two projects, you weren't getting 50% productivity on each of the two projects. You were losing 20% in kind of a context switching tax, if you like. For every additional one we take on, we lose another 20%. So by the time we get to 4 or 5 running concurrently, our productivity goes to near zero. And I see this a lot. What I also see is not only do I see teams and individuals being completely overloaded, which I find really interesting. So just like our capacity can be treated subjectively, unless you look at throughput. If you look at throughput, you're really looking at how much stuff you can deliver. When people are saying, well, not only have I got some capacity, but I feel idle, that for me is, it gives me a signal to ask more questions. And often those people who tell me that they're idle are too busy to meet people. They're completely overloaded. They're just used to being more utilized than they were before. And so there's this illusion or delusion that people are idle when in actual fact, they're probably even still more utilized than they should be. And if they just focused on less items and just got those items finished, while it feels like they've got some time to think, that's actually the way it should be. You should have time to think. You should have time to chat with colleagues. You should have time to do a really decent job and be really focused on getting something finished and not running from one thing to another. So I call it Stockholm syndrome in a sense for flow, that people know after playing Twig, for example, we saw a little bit of Twig in another episode. They know after playing Twig for 1 hour, they understand that we should really be finishing work. We should be really looking at the work that's old, getting older in the system. We should make sure the system doesn't starve. But these people, these teams, they tend to be very far removed from being starved. They've got a system that's completely overloaded. And so when they do actually finally actually really do run out of work, I'm kind of relieved when that happens, because the work that's been aging in their system finally gets finished. And they get to have a system that doesn't have that much work in progress anymore. And not to mention all the other opportunities you could have when the system is starved, like learning from each other, learning new skills, all that kind of thing. When real starvation happens, I don't always see it as a bad thing, particularly when the teams have been overwhelmed and actually they need to finish the stuff that's been in the system for quite a long time. We obviously should be focusing on outcomes and not just stuff, not just outputs. The thing is, a lot of the time with a lot of teams, they are in output land, and I wish they weren't, but many of them are. And they struggle to, whether it's through their own psychological mindset, whether it's their opinion, whether it's the reality, because the organizations make it difficult, they are feeling like they're an output, or looks to me like they might be an output land. The sooner you deliver those outputs, the sooner you realize whether you've actually made a difference or not, whether you're actually delivering value. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about what you do when when the system's overwhelmed. Quite simply, a very simple step, turn off the tap. Stop new work coming in. It's as simple as that. And it takes a long time. And I'd love to say that I'm immune to this disease. It happens to me as well. Only last week I made a mistake because I was overwhelmed. Having stopped the tap maybe 2 months ago, closed off the tap, but there was so much work in the system, that system is still bleeding down, and it'll probably take another month before my workload will balance again. So mechanics fixing their own cars, flow practitioners, flow coaches can also struggle as well to limit work in progress. So none of us are immune from this. Quite simply, stop the new work coming in. That takes an amount of courage. It also means that you need to prioritize. You need to decide what your focus is going to be. And ideally, what you would also do is you would look at those items that maybe you haven't committed to customers yet, but you were thinking of doing them next, but have a cold look in the mirror and just look at your throughput, how much stuff you're getting delivered, how much stuff do you really have the capacity to take on? And so maybe say no to yourself or to whoever, say no to some items that are in your system that are unlikely to be delivered anytime soon, and just make peace with that maybe you can't do as much as maybe you'd love to do. We'd all love to get everything done, but it's not always possible. The first step is actually understanding that you are overwhelmed. How can you tell that you're overwhelmed? Classic sign would be, this isn't always the case because we might be blocked by other teams or other people. Typical signal would be a lot of work is getting blocked in the system. You could have a situation where a lot of work is aging. It's like you've started lots of stuff, but there's some work just not getting finished. It could be because you're waiting on somebody else, or you could actually be waiting in yourself because something else, a new shiny ball came in. You decided to chase that shiny ball and you're now paying the price, or not so much you're paying the price, but the work that you already started before that shiny ball came along is still waiting to be finished. And you might need to make peace with either a much simpler of achieving those other items that are supposedly waiting in your system, or maybe be really clinical about, which items need to actually put in the bin there and communicate with people accordingly that you will not actually get those items finished. So if you have too much work in the system, quite simple, turn off that tap. You might have the odd exception here or there because of travel restrictions due to the pandemic or whatever, the certain things that have to happen or whatever. But by and large, for 99% of the work that people are asking you to do, you love helping people and all that kind of good stuff, and that's fine. I'm sure you're helping people already. But maybe just for a period of 2 to 3 months, try saying no to new work. Try to get your system in order. Also manage those expectations with the people who think that you might be, not while you haven't committed, they think that you might be starting something in a couple of months and maybe it's not going to happen. So be good to just take pressure off yourself. Allow your customer to decide if they can get their need fulfilled in some other way. I love keeping customers happy. Well, you also have to make sure you don't make customers miserable by over-promising and under-delivering. We prefer to be under-promising and over-delivering.
Got a question for us? Leave a voice message at anchor.fm/dailyflow/message, and we'll feature it as well as provide you with an answer.